I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, comedy superheroes Patton Oswalt, Keegan-Michael Key, Paul F. Tompkins, Ellie Kemper, and Superman.
What the crap is going on down here?
Superman!
You're so cool, Superman.
We learn the secrets to Patton's success.
I think I have the confidence of a guy that's walked away from so many car wrecks that I don't have any bones left to break, so I can just kind of relax.
You're like Evel Knievel.
You know what? Yes, I'm mostly metal and scotch now.
Plus music from Amy Mann and Ted Leo, the both.
Life just kind of empties out. Less a deluge than a drought. Less a giant mushroom cloud than unexploded show.
All on Wits, coming right up. Hey, it's John Moe. This week on Wits from APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, it's an episode from one of our first touring shows. KPCC, the wonderful public radio station in Los Angeles, helped us put on a few shows at Largo at the Coronet. Such a beautiful theater. We had a lot of Wits friends with us, comedian and actor, host of the web series Speakeasy, Paul F. Tompkins, Patton Oswalt, who was the voice of Remy the Rat in Ratatouille. He's been in films like Young Adult and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Ellie Kemper was there, too. She played Erin on The Office. She's appeared on The Mindy Project, and she's set to star in a new Tina Fey comedy series. Plus, the brilliant Keegan-Michael Key from Comedy Central's Key and Peele, and actor Mark Gagliardi from Drunk History and The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Our musical guests, Amy Mann and Ted Leo, the both. We brought people out on stage and started the show.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
First of all, I was sitting in that chair. Second, I am powerful. I can summon whales to do what I want. Whales. I have to ask them, but they like me, so they tend to say yes. And dolphins, jellyfish, which can sting. So given all that, that chair is mine.
If you're not near the ocean, which people aren't much because they're people, your powers don't matter. Everyone knows Batman is better and I'm rich. I get to sit in the chair.
What? Wonder Woman's on my side. Hey, Wonder Woman. Hey, Wonder Woman.
Yes, Aquaman. What? Oh, God, is it the stupid chair again? I hate when we have downtime.
I'm gonna tell a squid to attack you, Batman.
Land.
I hate this Hall of Justice.
Oh, hey, Robin, didn't see you come in. Can you grab me that pillow?
Well, hey, Batman, if you're as rich as you say, why don't you just buy a new second TV chair for the Hall of Justice, unless you're not as rich as you say?
How dare you? Robin, you are grounded. Go to your room.
I'm 28. But fine, I will go to my room. You want to come to my room with me, Wonder Woman?
You bet I do. I'll bring the lasso.
Robin, you and Wonder Woman? No, you can't do that here. Not in the Hall of Justice. I am blocking the door, so
jealous?
Yeah, jealous, Bruce Lame.
Oh, you got it. The TV chair is mine.
No, that does not count, Aquaman.
What the crap is going on down here?
Superman!
You know, I can hear all this arguing all the way in Metropolis. Like, really loud.
Were you getting some of that Metropolis pizza? Gross barf.
Oh, how does Gotham City pizza even count as pizza? Mm. It has cream cheese on it. It's not pizza.
You're so cool, Superman.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate it. But I'd even more appreciate it if you'd keep the uproar to a minimum. I'm trying to read I Am Malala. It's just getting good.
Hey, Superman, why don't you figure out a way to not hear us? If you're so super, I mean, figure it out. Super block your super hearing, Superman.
I will not have this kind of disrespect. We're the super friends here, not the bat friends. Not the Wonder Friends, not the Aqua Friends. Certainly not the Robin friends. Don't make me disband this group. I swear to God, I'll do it if you guys are going to act like a bunch of idiots.
Well, that's not
no,
fair.
Come on.
Tony, I was just
hey, what's going on in here? Shape of some tension.
Form of a bunch of gloomy gusses.
Wonder Twins, it's just I've had it up to here with all the bickering that goes on in the Hall of Justice.
Take it from us, superhero twins in matching outfits. Nobody pushes your buttons like the ones you love.
Love?
You know, what with the meteors and giant robots and villains, there's a lot of emphasis on the super part of the super friends, right, Sam?
Right, Jaina. But what doesn't get as much time in the spotlight as it maybe it should is the friends part.
The friends part?
So no one told you life was gonna be this way?
I'll say they didn't.
Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA.
Not Robin's.
Yeah, no kidding. But seriously, I'm happy for you guys.
Oh, thanks.
It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But
I'll be there for you
when the rain starts to pour.
I'll be there for you
like I've been there before.
I'll be there for you.
You can.
Shut up. That's Lex Luthor terrorizing Metropolis. We need to stop him. And when we get back, I want to do that Dionne Warwick, Elton John, Keep Smiling, Keep Shining friendship song. Let's go!
Patton Oswalt as Aquaman, Mark Gagliardi as Batman, Ellie Kemper as Wonder Woman, Paul F. Tompkins as Superman, Ted Leo and Amy Mann as the Wonder Twins, me as Robin. I could talk to any of our guests for hours. We don't have hours, so instead we're going to boil down entire interviews to one big question. There may be follow-ups, but we lead with one big question. Paul F. Tompkins, good to see you again.
John, it is good to see you again as well.
Why have you become more of a storyteller comedian in your act and less a traditional setup punchline comedian?
Well, once I started experimenting with telling stories from my own life, because when I started stand-up, my stuff was very conceptual. I gravitated towards that because that was I really enjoyed sort of absurdist stuff, and I liked silliness, and I think I was afraid to sort of share myself on stage, even though I appreciated people that did that. And once I started doing that, trying here and there to tell a story from my personal life, the vibe that I would get from the audience, realizing that we had all had the same kind of experience, was very satisfying and it made me feel less alone, and I imagine that it made other people feel less alone as well.
What were the kind of stories you were telling that seemed to resonate the most?
A big turning point for me was talking about my mother's death in 2007 and having people come up to me after shows when I would tell the story of how she died and the funeral and everything, and have people that had just had that happen to them and that they were able to laugh at that that meant a lot to me. You know, that was a very touching thing.
What are the parts that people are laughing at, and are there punchlines? Where are the laugh moments in the story like that?
It's when you're talking about the thing that the key to me, the way into it was realizing that, if I talk about the stuff that's happening to me emotionally, it's not just all about the elements of the story. It's what's going on inside me. That's the stuff that people relate to the strongest, and that's where they laugh the most, is when I'm, you know, kind of narrating my emotional experiences.
It's a great evolution. It's been fun to watch. Paul F. Tompkins, everybody. They are each accomplished solo musicians in their own right. Recently, they have begun teaming up, forming a musical duo with all new songs. Here are Amy Mann and Ted Leo, the both.
This is a song of mine called Little Bombs that Ted's gonna join in on. From the 22nd floor, walking down the corridor, looking out the picture window down on Sycamore, while prospective lines converge, rows of cars and buses merge. The sweet green trees of Atlanta burst like little bombs on a little pom-poms, shaking by a careless hand that dries them off and leaves again.
Just kind of empties out, less a deluge than a drought, less a giant mushroom cloud, an unexploded shell inside a cell at the Lenox Hotel. Second floor, found a notice on my door. While outside the sun is shining on, there's little bombs, there's little pom-poms.
Just kind of empties out, less a deluge than a drought, less a giant mushroom cloud than an unexploded shell inside a cell of a Lenox Hotel.
Ted Leo and Amy Mann.
Coming up, behind the scenes with Fleetwood Mac and Bigfoot and the Wits Lightning Round. Hey, we're hitting the road again, and we'll be back in Los Angeles Saturday, April 12th, with a great show featuring comedian Margaret Cho, Superchunk, and Will Sheff of Acreville River. We'll be there as part of the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. Tickets are on sale now. You can find information at witsradio.org.
WITS is supported by Delta Airlines, the U.S. airline offering personal on-demand entertainment at every seat on all long-haul international flights. Delta, keep climbing.
Thank you.
This is Wits. I'm John Mo, here with comedians and actors Patton Oswalt, Paul F. Tompkins, Ellie Kemper, Keegan-Michael Key, and singer-songwriters Amy Mann and Ted Leo. We are fortunate to have many professional actors with us this week, actors who have agreed to share their art with us. Join us as they present short dramatic monologues using one-star reviews from Amazon.com of classic works. Please welcome Keegan-Michael Key.
Crime and punishment. I do not hate it just, period. I have not read it yet. Cannot tell it is good or bad, period. Will let you know once completed.
Please welcome Mr. Patton Oswalt.
Oedipus Rex. The book reminds me of drinking rancid milk. First off, there was far too much incest in the book. No one likes to hear about incest. Also, the book is incredibly unbelievable. Yeah, I'm sure that the Sphinx really told a riddle, and if you got it wrong, he ate you. I am sure that is 100% historically accurate. And don't even get me started on this blind guy seeing the future. A Tale of Two Cities. I don't ever remember ordering or receiving this product. I have read it before and loved it. I just don't remember this particular item. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. First of all, what annoyed me most was them acting like they were riding horses. I mean, what was it? Did King Arthur have a horse, or did he not have a horse? Movies like this distort facts. Was there really a rabbit that could jump and was so scary? This movie does not really clarify things either. In summary, this movie is plainly silly and stupid. It has little or no historical significance. I do find Austin Powers funny. But at least they do not use real names, and they don't pretend to be riding horses.
Patton Oswalt. Support for Wits comes from the phrase, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's the perfect thing to keep in mind if you're working out in a gym full of cobras.
Additional support provided by Ryan Gosling, who would like you to admit that he's a pretty good actor for a Gosling. Additional funding from Robert Craplethorpe's, a restaurant that serves crepes and features several controversial black and white erotic photos of crepes. The Wits Historical Foundation presents The Great Albums. February 1976, Fleetwood Mac gathers at Sound City in Van Nuys to record the music that would become Rumours. Guitarist Lindsey Buckingham.
We had just gotten off the road after a year of touring. Stevie was burned out.
Sure was. I wanted to spend less time with the band and more time with my gauzy scarves.
Yeah. So gauzy. We fought a lot about our love life, about the fact that I have a girl's name. Stevie has a boy's name. It's weird. John and Christine McVie were divorcing. Mick Fleetwood was in rough shape. The songs we wrote reflected the tension in the band.
Three, four.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me?
Hello, I'm John McVie. The thing that helped me deal with the tension within Fleetwood Mac was that I died. No one noticed, not even Mick Fleetwood.
Well, see, we were a very successful band. Lots of money, the best of everything. The cocaine John overdosed on was so good, it kept playing bass for several days while he was dead. Using his corpse as a puppet. Now, Lindsay was the first to notice something was wrong.
There were these strange bass solos, the kind John would never play. The sentient cocaine was showing off. We had to use a defibrillator, strong coffee, and a shaman Stevie knew, but we got John back.
That cocaine went on to become the bassist for Foghat. Nice bloke.
It was a real love go-around, you know. I was sleeping with Stevie and Lindsay didn't know it. Then I slept with Christine, but John didn't know it. I slept with John and Lindsay, and the girls didn't know it. I slept by myself for a week, but I didn't know it because I had one of those, what do you call it?
Dreams. You call it dreams. I wrote a song about them.
Yeah. We had to make this album, but we needed to get away from each other. So we sang about that.
You can go your own way. Go your own way. You can call it another lonely day. You can go your own way.
We threw a lot of parties, you know. Everyone was there. Sissy Spacek, Marty Feldman, the cast of Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah. Everybody was there. Evel Knievel.
Oh, yeah.
Benevolent Knievel. Walter Mondale.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, Loretta Swift, Lee Majors, and, of course, Bigfoot.
What's up? I'm Bigfoot, or The Foot. I was friends with Lee Majors. He brought me to the studio. I went in there, and I was like, why did everything turn around in here? Why is everyone packing up and shacking up? I don't know what I was saying. I was high, and I was Bigfoot. But they used that line. I still get royalties.
Tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, shacking up's all you want to do. If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up, everything's waiting for you.
Yeah, they send the royalties to a cave in the woods where I live. I'm Bigfoot.
Bigfoot and I fell in love. Or maybe I was trying to make Lindsay jealous. Lindsay hated Bigfoot. So did Christine and John. Mick liked him.
I slept with Bigfoot twice, thinking he was me. we're the same height.
I announced that Foot was joining the band on tuba. He was to have a tuba solo in every song. Lindsay was ready to fire me.
You can go your own way. Go your own way. You can call it another lonely day. You can go your own way.
Band broke up that day, and the only reason we got back together an hour later was that we found out the truth about Bigfoot.
Turns out I was a coat rack that whole time. We were pretty high.
Once that got straightened out, we knew we had a hit album, and that was Tuss.
Rumors.
No, it really happened. I saw it.
You can go your own way.
Paul F. Tompkins as Lindsay Buckingham, Ellie Kemper as Stevie Nicks, Keegan-Michael Key as Mick Fleetwood, Patton Oswalt as Bigfoot, me as John McBee. Ellie Kemper is an actress who has appeared in The Office and Bridesmaids. She's also an incredibly funny writer, and you need to go look up her writing on the McSweeney's website. Ellie Kemper, welcome to Wits.
Thank you for having me.
Ellie Kemper, your one big question: what did you learn from working on The Office?
Oh, well, I learned that you need to show up on time. You need to not mess things up.
That sounds a lot like an actual office.
It's a lot like an actual office. Working in an office can be very boring. There can be a lot of downtime. You have to find ways to pass the time.
Have you worked in real offices before?
I did. I worked at an advertising agency in Chicago, kind of like Mad Men. No, I actually wrote a radio commercial. I wrote a radio commercial as for McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Do you remember it?
It was about a bacon cheeseburger. So I wrote a jingle. Everything rhymed with bacon. So making or what are you thinking? And like, and, my knees are aching. Everything rhymed with bacon.
Thinking doesn't rhyme with bacon.
No, you gotta use your imagination. No.
Now, am I right that the part of Aaron on The Office was designed to be kind of a small part, right?
It was only going to be for 4 episodes, and then Pam was going to go back to the receptionist job, and then the story changed, and I got to stay, which was great. Yeah.
Why do you think that happened? I mean, well, because you're brilliant.
That's the primary reason.
Yes.
Yes. And because I made some relationships with the right people. No, I don't know. No, because I don't know why. Because stories change. I'm not in the writer's room, but I'm glad that it did change.
All right, Ellie Kemper, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. President, may I be the first to congratulate you on winning the election?
Well, no. What? Election night. Like, a majillion people congratulated me. Sorry. I gotta tell you, I'm riding so high right now, because of what happens now, I've turned prezzy.
The secrets.
The secrets only a president can know! I am excited to know secrets. Let's start big. Who killed JFK?
Okay, you asked. It was... the Masons.
I knew it was one of those. Masons, Illuminati, lizard people, secret society.
Oh, no, it wasn't that kind of Mason.
What, like bricklayers?
Of course not bricklayers. It was James Mason.
The British actor? Lolita and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, James Mason?
Don't forget The Verdict.
Such a good movie. James Mason killed Kennedy.
The Masons. James Mason and his family did it. Kennedy said he didn't like Lolita, and James Mason was all, "I'm gonna kill that guy for not liking my movie."
Unexpected. Okay, next secret. Area 51, full of aliens?
Yes, but they're dummies.
Oh, like mannequins?
No, just dumb guys from space. Real mouth breathers, sir. If humans found out, they might tease the aliens, which is not nice.
No, of course not.
Oh, who killed the electric car?
Masons.
What the? Huh? Did the electric car not like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
No, not those Masons. Bricklayers.
Why would bricklayers kill the electric car?
Because electric cars aren't made of bricks. Yeah. Follow the money, you know?
Regular cars aren't made of bricks.
Chief.
Regular cars are made of bricks?
Welcome to the jungle, Chief.
Oh, I love it. What else?
Well, we're keeping Michael Keaton out of a lot of movies, just to be jerks.
You want to get some club sandwiches up here and really get into this stuff?
Oh, sure. But FY information, there hasn't been a turkey sandwich in America since Ben Franklin ate all the turkeys.
What have we been eating all this time?
Salmon.
Salmon and turkey taste nothing alike.
What America knows to be salmon is a hybrid of hyena and rhino, both indigenous creatures to the United States, by the way.
You are blowing my mind.
Welcome to the jungle, Chief. Welcome all the way to it. You know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. I'm Axl Rose. Chinese Democracy is a great album if you give it a chance. And it will bring democracy to China.
Well, you better get those sandwiches, and I'll wait here at my desk and sign papers.
Right you are, Mr. President. See you soon.
Paul F. Tompkins as the president, Patton Oswalt as his staff guy. Here with more music, Ted Leo and Amy Mann, the both.
How do we feel about that tuning?
It's pretty. I think it's on the spectrum.
Audience, what do you say?
Don't sell yourself short. I'm going to take one more second.
This is catnip for NPR listeners. That's all I got to say. Oh, echoey guitar tuning. This is how you calm them down when it's a crowded parking lot at the Whole Foods. You play them a little bit of guitar tuning, calms everybody down. So there we go.
We can't keep bringing you moments of silence punctuated by the occasional guitar string without your support. So please, even just a dollar.
All right. Yeah.
This is a song of yours. It's not.
It's a song of mine.
It's not our both.
We'll see what happens with it because you did actually write half of it.
I'd love to record it.
Okay. Well, perhaps we can discuss that.
I know. You're hoarding it for yourself. Here we go.
Don't you wish all this stage banter could be collected on one easy CD? Well,
at the $500 level.
At the $500 level, you'll not only receive the tote bag, you'll get such classics as "Oh, that does not sound good," and the classic Rufus Wainwright saying, "Can I get a Ricola up here? My throat's killing me."
Gideon Gray, there is no going back now. And why should you wonder at where you are? Oh, you wrote the play, so don't overact now. And try to remember that there isn't a star up on a tightrope between Mercury and Mars. And maybe you'll find a new light for an old road. And maybe you'll find it rough. And maybe you're thinking, maybe enough is enough. Gideon Gray, if you're not painting portraits, why should you worry as if you are? Oh, it's not your way to be handing out forfeits, mistaking your fortunes for doors you left ajar, up on a tightrope between Mercury and Mars. Maybe you'll find a new line for an old road, and maybe you'll find it rough. And maybe you're thinking maybe enough is enough. You can start at the start with your heart in your hands and do more than your part till the part is the plan. If the horse pulled the cart that the cart overran, can you just start over? Why should serenity come so hard? Oh, when you start your day alone in the bike lane, you never remember you ever could have been so scarred.
Amy Mann and Ted Leo.
Thanks.
Along with John Munson. Amy Mann and Ted Leo, you're going to share one big question. Here it comes. What are the advantages and disadvantages to being in a band as opposed to being a solo performer?
Having to acquiesce and consider other people's opinions.
Is that an advantage or disadvantage?
That's what I was going to ask.
That would be the disadvantage. I don't really consider it. We don't actually have that problem.
Yeah, I was just going to say plausible deniability.
Well, now, I've never thought of it that way. I like that. I'm going to lean heavily on that. Like, I didn't write that section. The weak part of the song? Look elsewhere.
Wasn't me.
Amy Mann and Ted Leo, everybody. More with Amy Mann, Ted Leo, Patton Oswalt, Paul F. Tompkins, Ellie Kemper, and Keegan-Michael Key in a moment. This is WITS. I'm John Moe.
WITS is supported by Delta Airlines, the U.S. airline offering personal on-demand entertainment at every seat on all long-haul international flights. Delta, keep climbing.
This is WITS. I'm John Moe, here with musicians Amy Mann and Ted Leo, and comedians and actors Patton Oswalt, Paul F. Tompkins, Ellie Kemper, and Keegan-Michael Key. Patton Oswalt is a stand-up comedian, an actor who has appeared in The Heart She Holler, Axe Cop, Justified, and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Patton, welcome back to WITS.
Thanks for having me back. Thank you.
I'm familiar with your work. I've been listening to a lot of your material. And
confidence, or the lack of it, is a recurring theme in your work and when you've talked about your life in your work. You haven't always been confident. You seem to be confident now. How have you managed that?
The key word would be seem. You get confidence, I guess, from doing something over and over again. So right now, I'm on stage under lights in front of a microphone. So this is me at the height of my confidence because I sort of control the environment, I guess. The minute I step off the stage and go into the next 23 hours of my day, I am gamma male.
Isn't your whole job to appear confident when you're up there telling the jokes and entertaining the folks?
I'm confident enough when I go on stage now. If I'm feeling unconfident or not up to it, I can sort of talk about that and make that funny. Uh-huh. Whereas I guess in the past, a lot of it was what you said earlier. My job is to appear confident. So I would appear confident by rolling my eyes a lot and trying to wear an ironic t-shirt. Those were the two bits of armor in my arsenal. I've had so many sets where I bombed horribly and had the audience get the better of me, and then I wake up the next day and the world didn't end, that now I think I have the confidence of a guy that's walked away from so many car wrecks that I don't have any bones left to break, so I can just kind of relax.
You're like Evel Knievel.
Yes. I'm mostly metal and scotch now.
Patton Oswalt, everybody. Okay, all right. Well, look, man, we tried. We went out looking for hot chicks. We found no hot chicks. Come on, man. Let's bounce, please.
Dude, Allison dumped you. She's gone. She's history. You need to be open to the world. You've been out of the game for a while, but I've been on the front lines.
Well, your metaphors are mixed even worse than this drink, Jimothy.
The dudes call me Jimothy. The ladies call me constantly. If you embrace the possibilities, you will find there are some wonderful young women out there.
Okay, you're right. Okay, yes, I will try.
Whoa, bro. Ding, ding, ding. Look over there.
Oh my God. That is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life. So how does this work? Do we just walk right up? Or?
Yeah, here we go. Just be cool.
All right.
Excuse me, miss. I'm Jimothy. He's Chase. And we were wondering if you would enjoy a little company, unless that seat is taken.
Does it look like someone's sitting there, champ? What, your eyes not work? You got glaucoma? My sister's got glaucoma. Myself? Me? I've got the sciatica, like you wouldn't believe, and hemorrhoids the size of a buttermilk crawler. You ever go to Randy's?
Oh, you know I do, all the time.
Yesterday, I go into Randy's for a donut and a coffee, and I drink the coffee, and guess what's in the bottom?
The reflection of your beautiful face.
A tooth! So I go to the kid behind the counter, and I complain to her about the tooth in my coffee, and she reaches in her purse and takes out a mirror, and guess what? She shows me one of my front teeth had fallen out. Boom, a bang, right in my coffee.
That's disgusting.
Oh, man, that is so Randy's. We should go there. We should go there tomorrow morning.
I don't have any of my teeth anymore. Should have taken better care of them when I was young. These are fakes.
How old are you?
I'm 24. Now who's gonna light my cigar?
It's illegal to smoke in here.
Oh, you're a real detective, aren't you, Charlie Chan? You gonna call the cops on me? I'll tell you what I told the bartender. You can have my stogie when you can pry it out of my cold, dead hands. Which might be soon if I have another stroke.
Wow. Maybe we should just head out, Jimothy.
Stay! Cop a squat. Let's make with the conversation. My name's Myron.
Myron. It's a beautiful name.
Now, give me your best pitch.
pitch?
Yeah, that's how we do it in showbiz. I saw you guys eyeing my rack from across the bar, checking out my gams. I know both of you want to plant your flag in this prime piece of real estate. So what do you do for a living, kid?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, fancy. Then tell me, counselor, what can you do about the fact that my neighbor lets a dog do his business in my side yard?
Good God, I hope that's not a euphemism.
And I hope it is.
What about you, kid?
Oh, I'm a web designer.
Oh, did you design guys standing around like a big dummy.com? Hey-o!
It's hilarious. I love when a gorgeous woman has a sense of humor.
Ma'am, Myron, sorry to have bothered you. Jimothy, come on, let's just bounce.
Bounce? What are you, acrobats?
Chase, can I talk to you for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, this is it. This is the single scene. This is how we live. Sometimes you have to put yourself out there for someone who looks like a supermodel and talks like Elliot Gould after an industrial accident.
Okay, pal, I'm happy for you. Good night. I'm going to call Allison one more time.
Oh, God. Oh, now, where were we?
Well, I believe we were at you, me, some Epsom salts, a little vapor rub, some orthopedic socks.
Ooh, I feel my rheumatism acting up just thinking about it.
Patton Oswalt as Jimothy, Ellie Kemper as Myron, me as Chase. And now the Wits Lightning Round. Quick questions, quick answers, quick sand. Patton Oswalt, when did you realize you wanted to be a comedian?
When I was working as an office temp at Sprint and everyone got fired by fax.
Paul F. Tompkins, what's the most important lesson you learned from working in a hat store?
Place your hats on the crown, not on the brim. You will ruin the brim. Place them upside down on the crown.
Amy Mann, at age 10... Amy Mann, at age 10, what did you want to be when you grew up?
An oceanographer.
Ellie Kemper, how hard is acting, really?
It's not that hard if you can do it.
Ted Leo, who's the most punk rock president among LBJ, Nixon, Carter, Ford, or Reagan?
Pass.
Patton Oswalt, worst you've ever bombed on stage?
Oh, I was chanted off stage in Pittsburgh at the by an audience, a sold-out audience, chanting Bush rocks during the lead-up to the second Gulf War, and I had to be locked up in the manager's office while the brawl broke out downstairs because people wanted me to be sent down so they could beat me into a pulp. And also my second Conan set.
Amy, dogs or cats?
Cats.
Ellie, Van Halen or Journey?
Journey.
Paul, dogs or Van Halen?
Dogs.
Patton, best Burt Reynolds movie ever?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Ted, you're from New Jersey, so you know about all things in New Jersey. Who would win in a fight, Governor Chris Christie or Bruce Springsteen?
Either way, the people of New Jersey lose.
Oh.
Ellie Kemper, you attended Princeton. Did you ever see the ghost of Albert Einstein?
No, but I made a good relationship with him.
Ooh.
No.
Paul, what's the deal with some people?
It's like they don't even get it.
Ellie, if you could choose the superpower of walking slightly faster or disappearing for 2 seconds at a time every 12 hours, which would you choose?
Walking faster.
Amy, regular cone, sugar cone, or waffle cone?
No cone.
Paul, who's the best person?
I think we all know.
Patton, why are people so interested in zombies lately?
Obama.
Ted, what chord is the best chord? Amy, what chord? What chord is the second best chord?
C sharp or you'll be flat.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round.
Yeah.
Here with more music, Ted Leo and Amy Mann, the both.
You say that I'm messing with your head.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All 'cause I was making out with your friends.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Love hurts whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Can't stop 'cause I'm having too much fun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're on your knees begging, please stay with me. But honestly, I just need to be a little crazy. All my life I've been good, but now, whoa, I'm thinking, what the hell? All I want is to mess around, and I don't really care about if you love me, if you hate me. Can't save me, baby, baby. All my life I've been good, but now, whoa, what the hell?
What?
Oh, what?
What the hell?
Begging, please stay with me.
But honestly, I just need to be a little crazy.
All my life I've been good, but now, whoa, I'm thinking, what the hell? All I want is to mess around, and I don't really care about if you love me, if you hate me. You can save me, baby, baby. All my life I've been good, but now, whoa, what the hell?
What?
What the hell?
Wait, what?
What?
On your knees, begging, please stay with me.
I just need to be a little crazy.
All my life I've been good, but now, whoa, I'm thinking, what the hell? All I want is to mess around, and I don't really care about if you love me, if you hate me. You can't save me, baby, baby. All my life I've been good, but now,
and the audience at Largo. Thank you, everybody.
Want to hear more Wits? Go to witsradio.org. You can find this and other episodes and information about upcoming live shows. Plus, you can sign up for our newsletter sent directly from us straight to your email inbox. All sorts of great information there. Find out what other Wits guests are up to. Our shows are also podcasts on iTunes. Go there, subscribe, write a review, and let us know what you think about the show. Thank you to our guests this week, Paul F. Tompkins, Patton Oswalt, Keegan-Michael Key, Ellie Kemper, Amy Mann, and Ted Leo. Thanks also to broadcast engineers Corey Schreppel and Johnny Vince Evans, stage manager Tom Campbell, Ali Lozoff, coordinating producer Hans Buto, and our intern Sam Siegel. Wits is written by me and Ben Acker, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, Lauren McGuire, and Mike Fotis. Our music director is John Munson, and our acting company included Mark Gagliardi. Wits came to you this week from Largo at the Coronet in Los Angeles. Special thanks to Largo and the team there, Flanny, Alec, West, Lincoln, as well as KPCC, especially John Cohn. Thank you, John. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. Wits was created by our head of live events, Tony Bowl, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.